Welcome to another episode of Down the Rabbit Hole. We have myself, Jack, Chibi, Ken, and Brad. Where are you at?
Where the delay.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It took like
10
seconds.
Oh, man. Well, this episode, we're going to talk about Dead Man Wonderland, which has a teen who gets convicted of killing a massive amount of people, but he didn't kill them.
He's guilty.
Yeah, and he gets taken to this prison where they have these gladiator style fights.
He did it.
So let's start with Chibi. What were your thoughts coming into this? Did you already know about this?
So I've heard this title many times, but I've actually never have watched it, and also I literally had no idea what the plot was. I just knew the iconic, I mean, now I know her name is Shiro, but like the iconic
I've seen that.
I was like, why is this girl naked? Like, that was always my first thought, like when I saw, you know, the poster for it or anything like that. But going in, I literally had no idea. I didn't even know it was dark. So when the first episode happened, I was like, hey, this is how we're starting it.
Yeah.
That was
pretty brutal.
Thought. Yeah, very brutal.
What about you, Ken?
I'm not about Dead Man Wonderland since like it came out in 2011, and I remember
2010.
Around that time frame, right? So when it came out, I think like a lot of us were kind of interested because there was a time in anime where it was like really edgy, and a lot of really dark anime were coming out. And I think when I first watched it, I think the first episode hooks you, and then afterwards it's kind of, you know, it tapers off a bit until you get to the, like the last eight episodes or last four episodes rather, when you get to that final arc of the quote-unquote, you know, it's supposed to be the first season. Mm-hmm. And then yeah, I think like because you have that one part where it looks like everything's just like everyone's happy and kids are just hanging out, and then everyone's dead. Girl gets her head ripped off, friend gets his arm ripped off, you're just like, what the fuck's going on? And then yeah, I just felt like it's one of those anime that like really starts off strong and then tonally is all over the place for a little bit until it finally finds its groove, but it takes so long to kind of get there. You know, I know why there's a cult following to it, because it is dark and violent, and you know, it's kind of unabashedly so. Like, it's so fucking violent at times. I was like, holy shit. Like,
it's very mature.
I told you guys about a scene where, you know, a guy gets his eye pulled out, and you guys, yeah. I think you guys all watched it on Crunchyroll,
I could
right?
watch it. Yeah, the doctor,
so, right?
Yeah, so
the lady doctor that was
because I had got this on Amazon in like 2011, like when it was first on like Prime Video. I remember I got that uncensored, and I was like, "Oh, they're actually gonna pull this out," and it actually shows like him grabbing it and then slowly ripping it out. I was like, "That's fucked up, bro."
I couldn't do it. Anything like that, I'm such a baby. I had to turn away. I was like, "Let me know when it's over. Let me know when it's over."
Oh no.
Yeah, I mean, like,
so you didn't watch stuff like Saw or anything like that.
I mean, I appreciate like horror movies like that, but if it's when it's like very gory, is kind of like not my favorite. I'm not a gory gal.
It's
like more suspense.
It's kind of like there's another anime called Blood Sea. Same stuff.
I love Blood Sea though. It's when it takes the grinder and just chops. Yeah.
Like there's like it was kind of like during that time.
You know who the psycho is.
Yeah.
So wait a second.
She watches. She
don't like gore, but you're.
That's how you know
she's a specific kind of killing she likes. Is
what
she's saying.
Like she's the person who used to watch Dexter and was like, I could get away with this. You know exactly. That's what I'm saying. We know who the psycho is.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with watching.
So nothing too messy is what she's saying.
No.
If you're to a good true crime,
if you're
morning,
really
okay.
against like seeing blood, a lot of bloodletting and stuff like that, like
it's not really that. It's more so just I don't like the tearing of things, like skin, like stuff like that. Blood, it's whatever. But like, you know what I mean? When it gets very.
Yeah, I can throw your hand in a grinder. It's okay.
No, his hand was.
Why
the
was that like a thread? What the fuck?
No. I was saying she don't like the tear of skin, but she's okay with the hand going in the grinder.
I knew this was like the perfect anime for Jack too, right? After we finally
felt the vibes, yeah.
We finally got to the point where like we got to the anime.
Listen,
Jack
it's because
watch,
I'm so, you know, fucking emo, remember?
And we were sitting there and it was like we
remember, it's because I'm so emo.
We watched one anime, right? Where we were not gonna discuss why we watched it, but you know. Jack just kind of randomly chose, and then me and Chibi talked.
I can't say anything. Me, Jack, and fucking Brad were there. We're like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's go with that. So it's not even on yet.
Me and Chibi talked offline. We're like, hey, you know, let's let Jack pick anime that he wants to watch. And then he came across Dead Man Wonderland. We're like, okay, that's cool. And then he also picked Deathmount Deathplay, which also is really good, by the way. I'm pretty sure Jack.
Which one?
Deathmount Deathplay.
Oh yeah, so I fucked up.
It was really funny.
I fucked up. There's like Dead Man and then Deathmount. There's a lot of dead titles. I watched Deathmount Deathplay. See, that's what I'm fucking talking about right there. Deathmount Deathplay. Uh-huh. And then I started getting halfway through and I was like, man, there's a lot of episodes. And then you mentioned, hey, did you guys watch Dead Man Wonderland? I'm like, nah, it's Deathmount. Then I looked back at my text. I was like, joking. Oh, fuck. So I spent the last 2 days watching Dead Man's Wonderland. Jesus Christ.
That is the name of the
episode. I'm just going to say Dead Man, Death Not Dead Play.
I should have changed the subtitle. Like, does Jack know the name of the anime?
This should be it.
That anime.
Dead.
Brad, what did you think about the show? How many episodes did you watch?
I watched 4 episodes.
Nice, dude.
After about 4 minutes into the first episode, I was like, I'm just not going to like this. This goes back to, I don't like watching things that don't make me feel good. Right?
This show just does not
make me feel good.
Yes.
It reminds me of Tokyo Ghoul when I watched it. And I was like, so I need to just get through this.
It did get better. Like, so I'm kind of with Chibi. I don't like senseless, like unnecessary violence. I'm the samurai show that we watched. I'm blanking on the name of it.
The graphic one.
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of it.
I don't remember it either.
Sword of the Stranger.
Yeah. That one.
It was good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To me, that was like a necessary amount of violence, mm-hmm. right? It was like, it made sense, but it was just like the opening sequence, just like seeing like a sea of dead bodies. Just like, I'm good.
Is that their children?
It's not me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not about the kids with Brad, okay? It's about the amount of bodies.
As a teacher, it bothered me.
This man has slaughtered, you know, you watch him play Baldur's Gate 3. He's just like...
True. Are you looking at me weird, squirrel?
He's like, kill the children too, Brad.
it reminded me of the newest Hellboy. Right at the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
When the demons come out and just start slaughtering people. I was like, that's just too much. It went just too long for me. I was just like, it made me feel uncomfortable after a while.
That was a lot of anime that came out during that time period. Like, seriously, like a lot of the ones that were considered dark for whatever reason. Yeah. It was just like they tried to adapt as many violent like manga as possible.
Yeah. So I missed a crucial piece of information for this show. So these are all people who are convicted of a crime and they end up in this prison.
So basically it's a penal colony.
How do they get the powers?
Okay. So basically it's a penal colony. There was an event that actually happened like years prior to this massive earthquake and it affected,
Red Hole.
Yeah, it affected multiple people and that there were some individuals who have like this, it's like I think it's called the Branch of Curse or something like that.
Yeah.
And basically, there are certain key individuals who are affected with that, and it grants them the ability to control blood, you know?
Okay.
So it's essentially like a bunch of blood powers.
Gotcha. How did Shiro become the way she is?
Shiro was pretty much, she's like the original. She's like the first person they found. She's the first person they found affected. Then they experimented on her.
Okay.
And essentially, it's like, you know, it's granted superhuman strength, you know, and then there's like a number of other like benefits to it, stuff like that. I assume also like maybe... not like immortality, but, you know, impervious to damage, that type of stuff, because she pretty much just massacres a bunch of people. That's the stuff like you, like as the weird part is like, as soon as the anime ends in the manga, there's like all this backstory just kind of brought up, like really important lore. They actually like do like a bunch of stuff where they shut down Dead Man Wonderland. They have like, they create like a special infiltration team with the Dead Man. There's all this extra stuff that happened. That's why people were really upset that it only ended after one season.
I feel like there could be a lot of extra shit that can be told.
I wouldn't be surprised if they end up making a second season. I mean, look at everything they're bringing back.
The problem is my issue is like when people talk about cult classics, right? And they say like, oh, there's a demand for it. Like, it's not like when you talk about demand, you need like really high fucking demand to get like a second season.
Not just for the people who actually really like it.
There's an anime called No Game No Life that came out.
Oh, Jacques' favorite anime.
That came out like, I think 6-7 years ago, right? People love that thing. Never had a second season. People were shocked that Bo Fury got a second season. Like they were stunned that that got another one. You know what I mean? So
great.
You have to have like a lot going for you to get, you know, I mean, like, it has to be high attachment. And I think a lot of studios probably see it as like, look, man, why would we adapt? Let's not be fucked up.
And waste our time.
An anime that has like maybe 100,000 readers to one that has like 1.5 million. Because like, look how quickly Chainsaw Man got adapted. Usually God, we're seeing...
I can't wait for the next
season. We're seeing like manga get adapted with like, you know, 150 chapters. It's very rare that that happens because you're not really covering too much in terms of like story.
Right.
And so now it's like, oh, here's 70 fucking chapters for an entire season. Same thing with JJK, right? Like JJK got adapted really quickly. Black Clover got adapted really quickly and they had to stop.
Oh, I remember that.
With Black Clover because they were like, they caught up, you know?
Yeah, that's where I stopped. I remember that.
The thing is, you don't want to ever get into the territory where this is not to be rude to like the studios, where the studios have to make up their own endings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at Full Metal Alchemist, the first one. Right.
Do it.
Look at Akame ga Kill, which was like there are people who like it, but there are people who are like, read the fucking manga. It's way better. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's
well, I guess it's where we it are. Can be adapted so quickly because the manga provides the scenic still shots normally go into animation.
It's just like quick popularity. Like Mushoku Tensei took, I think that came out like late 90s, I think.
Yeah.
And it just it finally got adapted. I know it was like one of the earlier isekai. But it finally got adapted, but it was like pretty much almost done at that point. You know what I mean? So
that's another one that has a season two out that I haven't watched.
That. They did that right.
I just don't think I can do it.
Yeah. I mean, basically like you put a lot of pressure on the creator of the series to like, you know, hurry up and finish your story and stuff like that. And sometimes that can create like inconsistencies. But with like Dead Man Wonderland, it was like, God, it's fucking violent. this is brutal. It's, like, I don't know if you could
Death Mount. Is pretty violent from the get-go, too.
I think the difference is...
So like, we don't have to watch that one.
I think the difference is, like, Death Mount is, like, more comedic. It's really funny at times, dude. Like, that's a funny-ass anime at times.
Yeah.
Put it on my list.
Put...
I want something funny after this depressing show.
Who's up next on the recommendation? Is it Chibi or me?
I think it's you. I'll go last.
Konosuba. That's what I'm recommending. Just for the first
season. Is that on Crunchyroll?
That's on Crunchyroll, dude.
Konosuba?
Mine's pull that up. The Shangri-La
Frontier. Shangri-La Frontier.
How do you spell Konosuba?
K-O-N-O-S-U-B-A. Konosuba.
Okay, God's blessing.
Yeah, God's blessing on this world. It's fucking, I love that. It's funny as hell.
Okay. I have that on my watch list already.
Yeah. But,
I think you've already watched
his name. But
I haven't. It's on my.
I see what you mean. Like you
need to watch. Yeah.
Dead Man Wonderland was like one of those anime that I think that a lot of people really liked because it was different than your normal shonen. You know,
I was gonna say, and I can see around this time too, because like you said, 2011, like, you know, what really do we have going on? And I mean, it was different. Like when I was watching, and I was like, well, I mean, compared to
you have lives, man. Get the fuck out of here, dude. I need to watch.
Imagine having a fucking life.
Imagine, like, imagine being like in my 20s at that time. That's essentially what that is.
But I could kind of equate it. It reminded me of like, you know, how Squid Game became very popular. You know, people like that survival aspect. Well, and I think the idea that, you know, you're having fucking battle royale for prisoners and
I mean, it's violence, like, well, like, I think that's what like people saw. But the thing was like, it became kind of like a, you know, like Jack was saying, like a gladiator, you know, battle royale. And it's like that stuff wasn't really commonplace until we moved on. Right. One of the most popular properties is the movie Battle Royale, which is fucking pretty much forcing all these children on this penal colony island to kill each other.
Oh my God.
Until the final survivor comes out.
There's Hunger Games originated from.
Yeah.
There's Spartacus.
You know? Yeah. No, a lot of like really mature, mature adult shows come out. But like, it's always like you have a bunch of shonen that's popular, right? You know, a lot of power battling, all that shit. And then Helsing comes along. Mm-hmm. Or Dead Man Wonderland, Tokyo Ghoul. And everyone's really hyped because you're like, dude, there's this really dark, violent, different anime. Like, you're going to love it. And then you watch it and you're like, eh, you know, there's an audience for it 100%. But it's not like that audience is going to be wide enough for you to say like there should be multiple seasons of it. It's really hard. Like yeah. Attack on Titan, violent, right? But there's also like good storytelling, great animation, all that type of stuff. And
I don't know if I'm even gonna try to catch up on that. Don't
it's over, man. You have time.
It's not worth it.
You have time, brother.
I don't know if I want to. I'm a hater. I have so much other shit. I need...
You guys know how I feel. Don't do it.
I just feel like when I look at Dead Man Wonderland, like I look like when I first watched it, I watched like it was like six or seven other anime. There was an anime called Jormungand, which is a mature kind of like action thriller, and then I watched Black Lagoon because I'm a huge fan of that. And I was like, oh, Dead Man Wonderland, another mature anime. And I was like, this one's fucking weird. Like it really felt like, because like with Jormungand, it was quirky, but it was like very mature in tone and the way like characters did stuff. Black Lagoon, same way. But it was kind of over the top. But this one felt like it was kind of tonally like the first episode, very dark, very fucked up. We're sabotaging this kid's life. You know, that type of stuff. We want to experiment on him. We want to experiment on Ganta, right? It's really fucked up. And then essentially it's like, we found out that pretty much everyone in, you know, there's like the powers that be in Japan all knew about this and they were cool with it, that type of shit.
I just like, poor Ganta, bro. Literally first episode, I was like, why did this kid deserve
it also this? Had like the inclusion of like weird story beats. You know what I mean? Like, what's that guy's name? He was like Ganta's best friend who was looking for his sister.
Yo.
And like randomly during an episode, because I didn't read the manga at the time, it was like his sister gets mentioned and I'm like, okay, so we're just randomly looking for this girl and it turns out she's a fucking masochist. Oh, you know,
insane,
awesome. Yeah, because that part, but like when that part was like executed, it was like humorous but it was very dark at the same time, because we were talking about like sexual assault, like the father did all that to her. The mom left her to die. And it's like, but this is at that time, once again, where they try to kind of like mix in really dark moments with moments of humor that just didn't blend well or come off well, you know? So, yeah. I understand why this was popular though, because it was edgy. Just like Blood City, you know?
Who's the most annoying character for y'all? I would say for me, it was definitely the Uber Monk. I couldn't stand him. Especially with the fucking guitar.
It was a very weird inclusion. Brad didn't get that far, but there's a character. Essentially, they join like an underground that wants to rebel against like the penal colony. And when certain things happen, it's like abrupt. Like here's the new antagonist. You're like, what the fuck's going on here?
He reminded me a lot of the cross guy.
Chibi. This also came out, I think, when Future Diary came out. If you remember Future Diary.
I do. Watch it, but I know exactly.
Future Diary is very very similar in tone. It gets really dark and it's also like moments of humor and one of the main characters, I can't remember her name. She is the Gasai. She's very popular for some reason.
Crazy. Yeah, for some reason.
But Shiro's like, you know, Shiro comes off as like that character who's, you know, same way, right? Until she absolutely...
I felt bad for her when Ganta punched her in the face.
She deserved it, though.
Bro, you didn't even get that far.
Yeah. You weren't there. You weren't there. Fucking stop.
That's like one of the primary... like I said, like it feels half complete. Right, because there's a lot of stuff to cover, and honestly, a second season wouldn't even cover what's left.
Cover all of it?
No.
Yeah,
you'd need like, I think
unless they did a 35 episode season.
Okay.
With the movie.
Problem solved.
With two movies.
What's the OVA? I know it's usually like it fills in gaps, right?
No, the OVA for this one I think is like it's like a background story on one of the characters.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was like, there's like ambition there, but it's just not. It's not good.
It's a prequel.
Yeah. It didn't make any sense. Like, sometimes when like some of these shows come out, I really feel like it's like waiting for the manga to catch up or whatever, or you know.
Yeah. And
it comes out with like irrelevant information, but I really think people thought there was going to be a season two. I did. I think a lot of people were like, "Oh, it just ended." Okay. But this is when like 12 episodes was like a thing to kind of get your feet wet, get people's interest, and then hopefully hold your interest, and now we use it like in everything.
Right.
I think it's more for animation now, like to ensure that studios are good. Unless you're looking at One Punch Man season 2, which was, you know, not good. And now MAPPA has got it. So I don't know. You know who was annoying was the director.
Fuck that guy.
That dude, man.
He annoyed me from episode 1 when he was the lawyer.
And I was like, it was kind of like I said, like the setup seems so weird, right? It seems like really forced, like the way they set him up and had like some actor who could literally pull it off. Like really, like you have like some little kid who could fucking pull that off.
I was just like, you can have a kid that just able to act like that. I was like,
nailed that shit.
My whole thing was just like, how the hell did they get this?
Did you watch the sub, Chibi?
I watched sub.
Brad,
I didn't watch dub.
So the rest of us watched dub, right? Brad, what did you think of the dialogue? I really want to ask Brad that. Brad, what did
I'm
you
not
think
that
of the dialogue?
Far in Japanese yet.
I'm not either.
So,
it's peak. So Ganta, it's peak 2011.
So Ganta, I think he complained a lot. He was a crybaby.
He's 14. I didn't like it.
By the way, that was also a trope back then, because in Future Diary, the main character was the same goddamn way, and people hate him.
Hold on. I have a note about the dub after.
I don't think there was anything. Now, I will say I didn't really care for Shiro's voice. Her voice to me was just kind of weird, but then again, she's a weird character, so
meant to be a weird child.
Fun fact, it actually aired on Toonami.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a lot of Adult Swim stuff. Yeah, I remember when they were starting to like pile up all their anime. That's how I watched Black Lagoon for the first time. So I watched Trigun.
What did Adult Swim have with Fry Guy, Meatball, and
Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force, yes.
I used to watch that shit.
I used to love that.
That thing, they're both the same, you know?
Brought up Adult Swim, and I had for some reason I thought immediately of that.
When Meatwad was talking about the Bible and shit like that, he's like, that there says the Bible.
How do you do that so well?
That was good. And then they had Carl the neighbor, right?
I love Carl, dude, so much. Carl,
so actually, God, that show
well. You really hate it? Yeah, legitimately.
That was like,
it's like every season on the
play. Friends, man.
Now, granted, I was younger, so it was just like maybe it didn't click. But for some reason, that show, like, I even tolerated like Squidbilly.
I hated Squidbillies. I could not do that.
I didn't really care for it, but like I just watched it. Like,
yeah.
It was just,
there was like a whole thing where like Adult Swim was like going through all these different shows. So like they did Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And
yeah, I remember that one.
Multiple seasons. And then it did, what was it? Birdman? Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, dude. That was my favorite.
I vaguely remember that one.
Was Archer on Adult Swim?
What?
Archer? I don't know.
No, Archer is FX.
Cartoon Network? What was it on?
FX.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's John H. Benjamin. He's one of my favorite voice actors. But yeah, no, they had like a bunch of stuff, and then they just kind of started throwing shows at there. They had Squidbillies, and then eventually they went like Metalocalypse, I think is what it's called. I love that show, too. That show's funny as shit. But no, they created a bunch of memes, dude, off fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force back in the day.
It was funny. Channel. I just love the meatball guy.
I love Meatwad so much, dude. Like I would just walk around talking like him.
Now I kind of want to watch it. Why don't we every once in a while we do episodes where we are like as a themed character.
I would piss off
for a themed show.
I'd piss off my lieutenant. He's like, go pick that up the Meatwad. I'll not kill you, baby.
Would we get in trouble if we had the avatar thing, but absolutely, as different characters from different shows?
Name it different.
It's just for entertainment purposes. If you put it up on the screen, right?
One whole episode to talk like
Meatwad, dude. That hurts my voice, man.
Please.
We can have somebody be Fry Guy.
Jack, I thought I sent you that meme with like there's an episode where they talked about the Bible. Mm-hmm. It was a shake, and he was like, he's like, you're gonna talk.
No,
about
you didn't. I didn't get
he's
that.
Like, you're gonna talk about the Bible, and he's like, this is like that's says the Bible. He's like, you're gonna talk about the word of Jimmy. I can swing on him. He's like, oh no.
Didn't care for home movies. That was the other one.
No, home movies. No, that was not good. No,
the animation was so bad, like it creeped me
out. I think that was John H. Benjamin too. I think he was the main character as well. Because like
the oblongs,
I did like that. Yeah. Oh, I hated that one.
The weird thing about like Adult Swim was like you'd have a lot of people would stay up to watch like the anime that would come out just after like Harvey Birdman, Aqua Teen Hunger, because they're all 15 minutes long.
I think I've seen Harvey Birdman.
Dude, I loved it.
You Google because,
like,
that.
It was a parody. It was a parody of like Space Ghost Coast to Coast, like when Space Ghost was like a show in the 60s from Hanna-Barbera. So they're all Hanna-Barbera properties who were essentially like, they made parodies of them. And Harvey Birdman,
yeah, I remember
like,
this one. Yeah,
it's 15 minutes long of him like being the worst lawyer possible and then having his eagle attack people.
So he's a lawyer for multiple animated characters?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I see the Flintstones here. I see Yogi.
Oh, you didn't know? Yeah, Hanna-Barbera, like, dude, they have like so many different characters that show up. Like, they have an episode where I think Yogi killed like Boo Boo or something. Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, apparently it's coming back. And it's going to be played by Colbert.
Yeah, I loved that show. I just didn't like, but like, you'd have to, you know, when you were trying to watch anime, if you didn't have like access to anything, because we didn't have any platforms. I think Funimation was just coming out. Like, you'd have to watch, like, Adult Swim. You'd have to watch, like, the first two things. And that's when Dead Man Wonderland first came out. And I was like, this is fucking weird. Like, and, like, I think they tried to uncensor it at certain times, too. I think, like, at midnight, they would have, like, uncensored anime. Like, so Black Lagoon would come out as violent as humanly possible.
Right.
That type of stuff. But, yeah. I remember, like, when then, because Adult Swim still puts out content. We were just talking about this, you know. A Ninja Kamui, which just came out, so it's on Max.
I have Max.
Still such a stupid fucking rebranding of HBO. Like, why would you do that? But, yeah, I mean, it felt like...
a combination of HBO and
it's
Cinemax,
HBO,
right?
Discovery. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff on it, man. And what's weird is that all that stuff's on Netflix, too.
Like, well, not that Ninja one.
Like, Warrior just came to Netflix, and if you haven't watched that show, please watch that show. It's fantastic.
Warrior.
It's based on.
We're adding way too many shows to my
list. But yeah, no, like you would get like a bunch of these, man. There was an anime that came out with Dead Man Wonderland that was like a vampire anime, and it was super fucking dark for the time. It was like one of the first horror anime that I watched, and I remember when they talked about Dead Man Wonderland, like people thought it was going to be horror, and it really was just like another action anime, just graphic as possible, essentially what this was. So. You had to watch Meatwad, have a laugh, and then you had to get sad. Watch
Meatwad, it's not happy.
I don't understand.
I could literally hear you do that all day. It's great. It's so
good. Oh, I hate it. I think I've done Meatwad before. Like... Yeah, Carl's hard. I can't do Carl. That one's fucking...
Meat man.
What was that?
Was that your attempt?
Yeah, fuck you.
I didn't know that was what... I was like, is that meme? What?
No, man. Jesus. You never heard that meme where he does that?
Man, I have to give y'all you guys ever heard of the Twitch group Gulf City?
Nope.
GULF. You got to check them out. They're all like animated, but they're all together. It'd be fun to have like something like that for our podcasts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. GULF City. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look them up.
Okay.
But it'd be fun to have like an animated one every once in a while, just to have it.
To get back on topic.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, is this something you could recommend to somebody? Dead Man Wonderland?
Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean there could be more to it. I didn't really feel like it left me hanging too much. There's plenty of action in it. If you like action and violence and dark,
I think there's some cool unique abilities too.
Yeah. Well, I mean the whole blood thing isn't a new thing.
No.
And I don't know when the whole blood thing became a thing in anime, but it's not like super unique.
There ain't no daggone avatar.
More effective.
Yeah, because he was losing blood and like almost passing out and dying.
These guys was just donating plasma to each other.
Yeah, I thought that, it was kind of weird. Like with when Ganta was fighting like his first like major fight and he was able to use his like his Ganta gun, is what they call it.
Ganta gun.
That's what they call it. And when he was on the ground, like pretty much, you know, going into shock, I was kind of like, bro, you have that blood around you. You can't just like absorb like, it back up and
like vacuum it up.
Yeah. I was like,
how do these guys not have any like, you know,
long-term effects and not dying and stuff like that, essentially?
Age or anything like that, or...
I bet they're all...
It's real life shit.
Let's be real. Where are the AIDS?
Right.
Why don't you have Hep C? Like, what the fuck
Yeah, why don't they have any STDs shooting blood at each other like
it's
this?
It's his first time, bro.
He's like 14. Like, what do you want him to have?
But he's getting hit by blood from...
It's automatically anemic. People. This was also the time where, like, they had, like, the unassuming, like, innocent-looking characters come off as sadists, like the nurse or the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are we doing here, guys?
Oh, my God. What's his name? I forget his real name, but Crow. Every time, like, a woman would come close to him, he's like, leave me alone.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Put something on.
He's like, wear a biz.
Man's
why are you wearing so revealing?
Man's against the thoughts, essentially. Yeah, I mean, Shiro was practically in a skin suit.
Was that,
you
know, Toto or Yo?
Yo's the brother.
Who's Yo?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Crow?
No, the guy. Yeah, was that his name?
No. Crow. Yo is the one that was like the sidekick.
Yeah. The other guy that has issues seeing women revealing clothing.
That's Crow.
It's Crow. Okay.
Yeah, it's Crow. That's their nickname.
Was there a Toto? For some reason, I thought there was like a Toto.
You're just making stuff up, dude.
Are you watching Toto? Are you watching JJK? Maybe
no.
When you're confusing Brad, it's not. I don't know if that's a good.
Brad's like, Toto. Toto Sakigami.
Yo, Bobo Bobo.
Sakigami. Oh, it's the crazy dude that came out and like hugged was it Yo? Or the other, or Crow. It was like, you know, I'm in love with you and blah, blah, blah. You see him at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, they introduce all these different dead
Mockingbird.
Men. Yeah. They introduce all these different dead men, but like they actually give them more depth later on.
Damn. Now I got to read.
That's what I'm saying. Like they literally, what they did was that they kind of did a solid.
Maybe I should get into manga.
To the first arc or whatever. And then they just kind of like went away from it. That's why I think people are upset. You know, you get certain anime that feel like they're starting to like hit their stride, and it's like to be continued.
Then they don't continue.
But they never continue. I was like, what happened with Bo Fury? She's dead. Like, she's gone.
Not my girl. Not my
she
girl.
She continues to just put shit into. Virtue.
Defense. Yeah, into defense. The end. That's how that ends. She just becomes.
She just becomes a mountain.
Yeah, she's a mountain. She's a mountain right now.
Syrup.
Yeah, it's just that's essentially like how Dead Man Wonderland works. Like you just like get introduced to all these different characters. You have certain fights, and then eventually, like they shut it down, and then they have like really like this infiltration. Like I said, it's an infiltration team. They start to like fight all these different characters. It gets crazy as fuck. It's like it delves more into like sci-fi later on, it feels like, than it really is dark at times. I just think the way they kill characters is dark, you know, which is good, I guess. I mean, you know, you don't have enough anime that like takes many. They kind of do half measures. Yeah. Like I stabbed him, he's still alive.
I'd say if you can get past the fact that there's no second season, I would recommend it for a quick watch. Doesn't take long to get through it.
It's really funny because like I would have never thought about Dead Man Wonderland again until like you brought it up, and then I went on Crunchyroll and they finally absorbed almost all of Funimation's catalog. And I was like, holy shit, they actually brought all the mature anime with them. But once again, just like there's an anime called Akudama Drive, which I fucking love. It's fantastic. They've censored the shit out of it. Like, and the way censor is really funny because it just put like a shadow bar, you know? That's essentially how they censor. But
I liked how they censored certain words. I don't know if they did it in the sub, but or the dub. But in the sub, it would literally you would hear them go beep.
No,
you would hear beep.
Oh, really?
It was funny.
Like they were straight up cursing, saying like a bunch of crazy profanities.
No,
dude.
That's what you should look at one episode of the sub because it's funny. I have no idea what some of the words were. It literally would just literally go beep, and it had beep
Like the
in the sub,
the little sister. I still can't remember her name. What is her fucking name?
The little girl.
Yeah, she's
the with the long ass sword.
Yeah, that is
Sinji.
I think of Tiny Tina when it's Mina. I see her.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I know. Mina. So it's like she says like some really like perverse stuff the entire time in the dub, and I was like, I don't know if that could even get passed in Japan, like in a sub somewhere. He's like, "You little puss boy."
And I'm like, "Damn, I missed that."
Oh yeah,
it literally went beep.
She goes hard as fuck, like when she starts talking shit to Ganta. Damn. Like is insane.
Oh. You'll screenshot it.
Oh no! Get him. Somebody screen it.
Oh, am I frozen?
You got it.
Oh shit! Oh fuck!
I got it.
Am I frozen?
You were.
Oh,
maybe.
We were clipping you.
Did you get it?
No.
All right, I got it.
I don't see any stop in my recording. Okay.
Fun fact. In 2015, this show was actually one of 38 animes and mangas banned in China.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. What's the other one?
I have no idea.
Anime. A Food Wars.
I don't think Food Wars is anything graphic though.
It's
weird though. It's just it's uncomfortable, right? It's like it's
Food
not
Wars
graphic.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Is it though?
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable.
I don't think so.
You're kind of a prude, Brad. You're kicking squirrels in Baldur's Gate 3. Like, what's going on here?
Well, that squirrel shouldn't have been there.
So. He's the crow. You know?
I actually kept watching Food Wars after we did the episode.
It's good.
It's a good show.
The first 12 seasons, though.
So. Oh damn!
12 seasons.
You need to step it up.
Oh, that's right.
Just casual.
I do have the cookbook for that.
Dude, we still got to.
Yeah, we do. We have a couple things we need to do, Chibi.
I know.
Yeah,
we have the logo. We have the logo for the Sorry We're Late. We have that. Sorry, we forget.
Listen, appearing in 2025.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's on brand to us fucking late with starting it.
No shit. I talked to Brad. I was like, hey, bro, it's almost fucking March. We can put out a Battlefront video right now and then be like, hey, sorry you're late. And then I was literally, here's what the plan was. We were going to play it and then I was going to literally fucking cut from the podcast, like, yeah, man, in January, we're going to do this. And I was like,
and honestly, it doesn't even have to be just about games. We can just pick some old topic.
Bro, it doesn't matter. We're just waiting on when it's going to happen, bro. You're Brian.
It'll happen.
You're Brian for Family Guy who's writing the book, bro.
Hey, Ken. Fuck you.
Jack is essentially Brian from Family Guy telling Stewie he's going to write that book. And then Stewie's like,
we both are.
You write that book?
Yeah.
We both are. Me and Joker won.
Brad, where's that book at?
Brain cell.
Where's that? Yeah, I know. You guys are fighting for space. There's enough.
Cinnamon rolls.
There's two fucking brain cells in that brain, and they're fighting for space, and there's enough space for both of you.
A lot of leeway.
Yeah, we got to do the cooking stream and then the sorry we're late.
Yeah, sorry we're late.
I think the cooking stream
we
talked about.
Dude, because of... because of fucking... Helldivers 2, all I can think about is Battlefront, though. This is the vibe it's giving me, and I'm like...
I'm liking Helldivers 2.
I'm gonna play it.
Love that game.
Yeah.
I've seen good things.
The Breaker is very satisfying. I do, before we end the stream, episode today, I do want to get our thoughts on Borderlands.
I think it's going to be the greatest adaptation of all time.
I don't.
I think it's going to be one of the best. However, I truly believe they miscasted.
We'll talk about it in like a second. Let's get some final thoughts in because
final thoughts.
We've talked about Dead Man One for literally like 20 minutes.
Bro,
this is part of the show.
Yes, Chibi.
One comment was because none of you watched the fucking sub with me. The main character's voice actor is the same one who voiced Naruto. So the goddamn whole time, all I could think about was Naruto Uzumaki.
Yeah.
Thank you. Second one, goodbye, Brad. Brad did not watch this, but you watched it back in 2011. But did anybody else was shocked about the Shiro bombshell? Because I was a little shocked, especially when she did that sound. I was like,
I think like they kind of gave away like how powerful she was and how it was kind of like similar when she killed all the guards.
That's what I'm saying. That's when I knew.
No, yeah. Like, I think like they.
I just didn't see that coming.
The fact that I think there was a scene. It was just before that where they kind of like highlighted like who she was or like how she didn't have like a
like a number. Well, like I thought number, she was weird, like but like I didn't correlate her with being the fucking monster. Sorry, Brad. Spoiler alert. I didn't equate those two things.
She's the bad guy, Brad.
She's the one that killed all the kids.
Her alter ego is essentially because she loves Gonta so much and that she's so jealous of not being everybody. The only person in his life that she is willing to murder everyone.
She's the crazy girlfriend.
Yeah.
So actually when I started watching it, I thought she was like imaginary or something. I assumed like other people couldn't see her.
I was thinking that too.
To beginning with.
Gonta's fucking crazy, bro.
No, I really did.
My man is out there swinging on bitches.
I was just like, she doesn't have a number. Is anybody else seeing her? Like, is it all in his head? Like, you know what I mean? I thought the same thing.
Well, it's weird because it's more pronounced in the manga. Like, people do notice her. They just think she's fucking nuts. You know? That's basically what it is. Also, there's a big change. There's kind of it's not really a big change, but in the first actual death game they run, where they're running through that course and old boy gets knocked off into the spikes and gets killed, he actually doesn't get killed in the manga. He actually has like a nice redemption arc too.
Oh.
Which was like, a weird change. Yeah, it was a weird change because he actually has like
they can't end it in season one if he has a redemption arc.
No, they definitely ended it when his head was sliding into the fucking spike.
It's a spike.
Yeah, it was a weird thing.
I don't know. I just was very shocked. Like, you should have heard my gasp when I watched it, and I heard her go that sound. I was like, I was like, no fucking way. And I was like, oh, Gonta's not gonna like this, bro. Oh,
he actually. It's man. I'm telling you, there's just so many tropes that come up in like later in the manga. Yeah, that you'll see. Like, you've seen another anime. You've obviously seen like Naruto and probably Black Clover too, where like Gonta fights to kind of understand her because technically she is a victim in all this, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where Machado goes. Spoiler for everyone. My bad.
I don't know. That's what it was like, you know, I wondered how that moment would be like when he finds.
He's such a naive fucking character too. It's kind of annoying how naive he was.
Come on,
no, but
guys,
he's like 14. At some point you have to like because there's a point in the anime.
He's in prison,
but in the second episode he's like, I gotta stop being like this, you know.
And it's stop like, being a bitch.
They stop being a little bitch, and then like he ends up being a little bitch still. Like when he gets fooled by
not till the final episode. Is when he stopped being a bitch.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all are haters.
When he got fooled by Mina, it was like, bro, you know she's playing you. Like, come on. You're not just randomly.
It's just amazing how far he has survived off of maintaining being a bitch.
That's probably like, that's one of the beasts with like some of these animes. Like, there's kind of plot armor, right? You're not going to, you could kill off the main character. You totally could because Shiro could technically be.
Oh, she could fuck him up.
100%. She. Wipe him in like
what's that? You don't love me?
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean, bro? Split his hand off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't love me?
Right.
But yeah, no, it's you know, like I said, I think it what's surprising is that I think it aged pretty well. Which is shocking. Like I thought like at first I was like, it's okay. And then I'm watching, I was like, you know what? It's not bad. It's pretty
good. Bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brad, I know you couldn't get through it, man. You know?
They keep trying.
I know you couldn't get through Brad.
It was getting better.
Yeah, no, like it does
let's,
pick
let's
up.
Let's say, you know, this isn't the worst of the ones that I've recommended. I've been doing a lot of random ass ones just to throw them out there.
I so hard want to talk about the one you recommended. It's just like titties.
We can give it 10 minutes. Because I only watched one episode. Because within five minutes,
I couldn't get past the first episode either.
I swear to God, I watched 8 episodes thinking that there was going to be like something funny happening. And I was like, nothing humorous happens. And I'm like, why the fuck does this exist?
So, yeah. I'm going to stop.
Go
just
tell us what it was.
Dude,
I'm going to stop
what's the
throwing
title?
Random
what's
ass
the title?
Titles
it's like,
out
I decided
there.
To become a shopkeep because I couldn't like become a hero or something like that.
Yeah, I started to get a job.
Basically,
I couldn't be a hero, so I got a job or something like that.
So the way Jack worked was that because Brad went random and he actually chose. So by the way, because, you know, we didn't necessarily do a Valentine's Day episode that actually became a Valentine's Day anime, because it was very sweet when he chose, like, the, you know, the princess being naughty. But I was like, okay, yeah, it was very adorable. Shocking that Brad picked a wholesome anime. And then Jack's like, I'm gonna do the same thing. And instead he's like, it's mature. And it's like titties constantly.
It's because we got on a topic of long ass anime titles. So I pulled up the top 10 titles that are the longest in length. And that was one of them in the top three. So I was like,
we were trying to give Jack like a chance to like redeem himself. He chose his first anime he chose was like himself. These are his words. It's not in my top 50, which is probably concerning, you know? And I assume this one wasn't in his top. 12. Yeah, he only watched 12, so this one wasn't in his top 50 either. And then I was like I said, I talked with Chibi. I was like, we should just let him choose what he wants to watch. And then he chose fucking Dead Man Wonderland. And I was like, you know what, dude? Some people are going to really like that. They're not going to like the fact that we really did not talk about the anime much. I'm sorry. You know?
Hey, we still have time. We can still talk about it.
I mean, there's just really nothing to talk about where we just kind of.
Hater.
Yeah. Hold on, though. I mean, this is the whole purpose of the
the warden, dude. Everyone, I bet you liked the introduction to the warden, didn't you, Brad? He's like, what's what's how bigger than titties?
Dude, the whole point
of this show is like we just go down the rabbit hole of random ass shit.
Yeah, which is fine. We don't have to talk.
It doesn't matter if we don't talk about the fucking show for the entire episode.
Actually, the whole
God damn. Okay. I don't want to hear it from Jack when he's fucking constantly jumping from shit and then being like, yeah, so I messed up, guys. Yeah, so I messed up, guys. Let me get this one in. Like, this motherfucker wants a mulligan every time, like, we're golfing out there and shit like that. Dude, I got to play it where it lies. Nah, dude, put that back on the green right now, all right? That's the type of shit. That's how Jack does it.
I would love to play golf with you guys. I'd be like, what?
Jack's actually a good golfer, too, so.
I can golf.
Because he's closer to the ball.
Wow.
I said that at top golf.
Jack, dude, everyone.
First off, it was like everyone. Dude, it wasn't just.
All the fucking time.
I thought I was mean to Jack.
Don't be mad at me because when I walk through doorways, I don't hit my head on shit.
Mean to Jack. And then, like, when we went with Josh and another buddy of our Jack's, I was like, dude, everyone's just giving Jack shit. It's like, I was like, okay, he's just. You know, I wasn't even the worst one either. I was like, oh my God, Jesus.
I'm a fucking pincushion for y'all sometimes.
I'll never.
Dude, but he, Jack, I think you won every
short
time.
People unite.
We cinnamon rolls got to stay together.
You guys shouldn't call yourselves that anyway. You got that. I don't know if that's a compliment, yeah, Chibi. I don't think you understand
Voltron this shit and get all the short people together. Yeah, and connect one.
Congratulations, you're gonna Voltron
being.
And be like 6 foot eventually when you guys come together. Wow. Don't fuck it.
We'll all hook up into our
the holidays come around. I get concerned for Jack and Chibi because they have to go be one of Santa's elves and shit.
So original.
Might as well get some belt buckles that make noises like bing, 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 bing.
I mean, we can't see you guys, so yeah, you do have to wear bells and shit so we know where you are. So me and Brad don't step on you. You know what I mean?
They're just mad they can't live that ninja life.
What ninja life?
A ninja life.
What ninja life, bro? Chill.
We can hide amongst the crowds and you guys can't find us.
Dude, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing if you get lost and then you're like, where am I? What are you guys doing?
Hey, joke's on you. I'm directionally talented. I know how to get to places.
I don't.
We have phones
exactly
now.
Exactly, I do. I have a good spatial map.
Yes, now.
I don't know why. It's one thing I'm good at.
I got nothing. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna leave that alone. So, Jack, you want to talk about Borderlands?
Yes, Borderlands. So have you guys all seen the trailer?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll watch it while you.
I think it's gonna be one of the better adaptations. However, I do not believe.
Can I ask why you think that?
Because Tiny Tina doesn't have the personality that Tiny Tina has in the game. Like, Tiny Tina is like a cracked out version of
But people love that about
Harley
her.
Quinn. Huh?
People love that about her in the game.
Exactly. But the person, the actress that's playing Tiny Tina in the movie is not portraying that.
So
the person that plays Jack Black as Claptrap, Claptrap's not a hard ass. Claptrap is just straight up comedic value, and he's just like just this robot that is consistently what's Kevin the word I'm like? Kevin Hart's playing
Curtis.
Yeah, it's they're it's using like, a lot of big names to cover these roles that, and they're miscasting the roles heavily.
I think it'll be a fun watch, but I don't think it'll be a great movie.
I don't think Claptrap is going to be portrayed properly. I don't think Siren's going to be portrayed properly.
It's Eli Roth, isn't it?
For what?
I think it's Eli Roth. Isn't he the director or is he the producer?
Let me look.
I did find that list of banned anime, by the way.
Oh, nice. We'll go over that in a second. I just wanna...
Yeah, it's Eli Roth.
I kind of trust him in some aspects. I do like his horror, but...
Yeah, I don't think like Roland is a much bigger dude in the game. I mean, Kevin Hart, he's cool, but he's not Roland.
Kevin Hart's he's overexposed right now.
I think what happened is Eli decided to pick a bunch of big name stars without thinking about the story and actual characters.
A lot of people are saying the same thing in the comments.
You kind of have to if you're gonna, you know.
But look at how many times that has fucked up an adaptation.
But that's the thing, though, is that like some video game adaptations are not as popular, or some video games aren't as popular as you think they are. So if you're going to make an adaptation, you might as well attach certain big names to it to kind of draw attention.
But
to
I'd rather.
I'm pretty sure they pitched this movie.
Stay true to the game versus.
Dude, what is the best video game adaptation you've seen, live action?
There's not many out there because they do this. Now, the fan-made ones are some of the best adaptations I've ever seen.
Which one have you seen? What movies have you seen? Have you seen Rampage with The Rock? Have you seen...
No, I didn't watch that one.
That one's actually pretty decent. Surprisingly. Yeah. Very violent, too, which is cool.
Which once again, I don't know if that gets made without The Rock.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I don't see that happening.
The dude's a billionaire fucking... Yeah. A lot of these movies... I mean, Uncharted was not good. And that had Tom Holland in it and Mark Wahlberg. That was not a good film.
Yeah, big names. It's just because you pick a big name doesn't always mean you're going to hit the mark.
The best live action adaptation right now is probably Mortal Last Kombat. Of Us. No, Mortal Kombat was.
No. No was, the first, Mortal the Kombat one. Has a Mortal Kombat Legacy, the Machima one.
Machinima?
Is it Machinima?
Mm-hmm.
That one's probably the best one I've ever seen. But that's not a big production company.
Yeah, the last
first
the,
Resident Evil.
I mean, the last was actually going to win like a bunch of Emmys. And
maybe.
The person, no. don't fucking tell Chris that. Chris will get really mad when I say that. You might
as well play Super Mario Brothers, bro.
No. I'm telling you, the best video game live adaptation was The Last of Us.
Last of Us. Yeah, and I agree with that.
Then there's another one that you probably don't know about. It's called Werewolves Within. That was an Ubisoft title. It was a VR game that was like...
I don't think I've seen that one.
It was like pretty much you're just trying to... guess who the werewolf is, right? And it's actually really fucking good. Very, very violent. Really fucking horror movie.
Max Payne?
Oh, that movie sucked, bro. No. That movie fucking... Stop going to Mark Wahlberg, man. I fucking hate that shit.
Me too.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
They chose...
Had they made Max Payne with the guy that played the first Punisher, I think it would have been better.
Thomas Jane?
Persia?
Is that his name?
Yeah, Thomas Jane? He was the first Punisher.
Need for Speed?
Warcraft? Yeah.
Aaron Paul was in Need for Speed. That would have never gotten me.
Tomb Raider?
Which one? Which Tomb Raider? The one with Angelina?
Detective Pikachu?
Yeah.
I love Detective Pikachu.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Detective Pikachu?
Detective Pikachu.
That one's pretty good.
That was a good one, though.
That was a good one.
Sonic the Hedgehog? Jim Carrey's really good in that.
I was actually very surprised at Sonic the Hedgehog. I was like, dang it, that was actually a really good movie.
They made the right choice by stepping back and recreating some shit that they needed to recreate based off of feedback.
Nope. I wanted to see some transfigured hedgehog.
I don't know what I was expecting you to say.
Yeah, I was waiting.
I don't feel like he was anatomically correct enough.
They like what I'm telling you, Jack, is that it's really hard to get certain things made. You need like some video games should be TV series. You know.
Well, like BioShock. BioShock's going to be a TV
BioShock
series.
BioShock should be a TV series. Like, The Last of Us is the perfect TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Resident Evil, they tried, but that was... every adaptation of Resident Evil, and I don't care what Chris says, all of them are bad. Every single one of them. And they just get worse. Like the Resident, I don't know if you saw the Resident Evil one on CGI Netflix. One was holy amazing. Shit.
The first one is probably the best.
Yeah, the best
out of
one.
The worst.
Yeah. And it has nothing pretty much to do with like anything in like this except for the Raccoon no. City. You know, you get to see Mila Jovovich. Was it she like did a backflip and then kick a dog or something? I forget.
Street Fighter.
Which oh, one, Street bro? Fighter. I forgot about Street Fighter.
Which one? Is it the Street Fighter with have you guys watched American Pie?
Yes.
Before what's his name? Klein. I can't remember. He played Guile or played Charlie Nash in fucking Street Fighter.
No,
it was
I
the
like
worst acting I have ever seen, and I was like, "Holy shit, bro!" Like,
how I are you here? I mean, it wasn't the best, but I liked it with Raul, who played Bison. Oh, dude,
he was the best part of the entire fucking movie.
Yeah.
For you, M. Bison arriving at your village was the worst day of your life. For me, it was just another Tuesday, and I was like, "I fucking love this guy." that is brutal. Brutal,
the
Julia
name of the King.
Which one? Dude, Prince of Persia, by the way, Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah.
Let's take a Middle Eastern character and make him white.
Yeah.
Every Hollywood movie ever.
Yep.
I was laughing so hard. I was like, why is he the Prince of Persia? Like, what's going on? What are we doing here? Do we not have other people to play these characters? Like, what the fuck is going on? Tomb Raider was like Angelina Jolie, and then they had Alicia Vikander. I think with the second one.
I stopped watching those.
It was weird because like they went from like the original OG Tomb Raider stuff, right, with Angelina, and then they went to the reboot. And it literally was just the reboot of the video game. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, are we not? We have no original ideas. Like, Max Payne would be a great TV series, I think. Like, Alan Wake would be a great TV series. There's a lot of stuff, dude.
That, like, I think Borderlands would be
a fun TV series. But, like, yeah. I think the
it'd be really goofy.
Twisted
too.
Metal, that's a fun TV series, right?
I haven't watched it. Is it good?
Really good. I love it, dude.
Is it?
It's really funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Really funny.
Oh, my God.
What was your question, Chibi?
Does it cost more money to make a TV show?
I think it could be just as much if you're putting as much like effort into the graphics. And
I was gonna say, why do people more so do movies instead of TV shows? And I didn't know if
because
it was
I think most studio, I think it's less risk. Right. I mean, so here's the way I see it. Like, when you look at the budget for some of the movies that get made off video games, it's very low. It's like $20 to $30 million. Right.
Well, the filming, though, isn't it done weekly?
No.
It's like real time?
Yeah, it's like 3 months.
Or are they an episode ahead?
What are you talking about?
Or something like when they're filming each episode, like can they use the feedback from the community and the community
the
hates
way,
this.
The way that series, so unless it's like a live action TV show, like, you know, like the let's say my old show, like fucking Friends or
sitcoms.
Frasier. Yeah, like sitcoms. Yeah. Like that's in a live studio audience and like stuff is happening weekly. But when you're filming a series, you're going like 6 months of filming. And then you're editing
and then releasing
and then releasing them once a week.
You're releasing them like all pretty much once, but they're editing and stuff like that at the same time.
Because I know it's different for like animations. Like South Park was doing it weekly.
I mean, bro, the fucking animation South Park when it first started was really funny. I was like, this will never work. And we're like 20 years in. So I was like,
they're fucking hilarious.
Disco Elysium supposed to be getting a show?
What's that? Disco Elysium
really?
Really work as a TV series. That's a fantastic game. Disco Elysium.
Disco Elysium.
Fantastic game.
I mean, Persona got an anime adaptation. 3, 4, and 5. Brad, give me the band animes. Let's close it out with the band stuff.
Band animes.
In China? Z.
Dragon Ball Z, what the fuck?
I thought you were serious. I was like, what?
Terror in Resonance.
Yeah, that one definitely. Great anime, but it would be banned because it involves terrorist activities that pretty much like destabilize Japan.
Nice. Blood Sea.
Yeah. Dude, no,
letters.
There's a legit scene where Chibi, remember this, where the girl gets ripped in half and you see the whole
literally
thing.
They take one her legs and they go
they wishbone her.
And I go, oh my God.
It's brutal looking too.
Is it
brutal.
Was it like a big animal thing with like,
yeah,
I won't say tentacles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've actually seen that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish it was banned from my eyes. But it
wasn't. Same. I think about that at least once a week. I'm traumatized.
I love Brad Dooley's. Please no.
High School of the Dead.
Isn't that very sexual?
Yeah, but there's like no actual nudity in that, by the way. Like at all. I remember when that first came out, people were really hyped about it, but I was like, it's violent, but there's like no real nudity if I can remember. But yeah,
Ergo Proxy.
Yes. Holy shit.
That is.
If you want. Ergo Proxy is fucking violent, like really dark. Next one.
Parasite, but with a Y.
Yeah.
Why? Like I said, that one's good.
Parasite, super violent.
That's on on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, cheap. They're chopping fucking heads off. Remember, like limbs off.
Is that where Parasite the movie like came from?
Jack. Yes. No.
Oh, did it?
Hold on.
Is it similar?
Are you talking about Parasite, like the Korean film?
The Academy Korean World? Film. Yeah.
No. Completely different.
No. Oh, okay.
But I think it's up your alley. I think you would like this.
Parasite is.
I have it on my list. I think.
It's spelled with a Y, so it's P-I-R-A-S-Y-T.
That was going to be one of my recs one of these days.
No, we know what yours is Haikyuu.
Well, I'm doing Shangri-La.
I'm shocked you're not doing the
this
volleyball.
This is banned?
I'm obsessed with this one.
It's super
right now.
Violent.
I want you guys to watch this one.
I think the manga might be banned. I'd be surprised if the show is. I don't think the show is that violent. Keep going, Brad.
Shangri-La. All
right. That the Skull really Man. I don't know what that is.
I don't think I know. Keep going.
The next one is just Another.
Oh, Another? Yeah.
Really?
It's just a word.
I'm surprised. That's the one with the girl with the eye patch, right?
Yeah, Oh, you know what? That one's violent, too. There's the infamous umbrella scene. Where girl gets... She trips... She falls down the stairs and her steel umbrella goes through her eye.
Oh, nice.
Is that she gets eye patch?
No, that one killed her. That's a different girl. That's a different girl.
If by eye patch you mean coffin, yes.
They have an eye patch on the coffin. Now she's a dead pirate. Go on.
The next one is Inferno Cop.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what that is. Afro Samurai.
What? The show's fucking awesome.
Racist.
Okay. Super violent, but yeah.
Tokyo Ghoul Checkmark A.
Not the first one?
I don't know what. Means.
Chibi, the sequel to Tokyo Ghoul. I thought that one was.
It wasn't called Checkmark A. It was called
I'm assuming that's not what. It's a check mark. Like it shows a check mark and then. A.
A little graphic.
Oh, okay.
Fucked up, for sure. Fucked up.
Sword Art Online 2.
SAO is banned.
Is it because of incest?
That's probably
fuck right. Everybody that tried to defend SAO, by the way.
Maybe it was just so popular, they're just like, no, you can't watch it anymore. Tokyo ESP.
Yeah. That one's violent.
I've not watched any of these, by
the way. I know. Just keep going.
Tokyo Ravens.
What? Tokyo Ravens is not that bad.
The word Tokyo in it.
Maybe. Because it's got the word Tokyo in it.
Like, fuck Japan.
Go on. Devil May Cry.
Oh. What? That one's not even that bad. What the fuck? Okay.
It's all capitalized. It's R-I-N or Rin.
Rin? Yeah, that one's daughters banned for of, sure. That one's banned. That one's banned Somsen? For sure. Yeah, that one's banned Imosen? For sure. It seems like it's kind of touchy here. The Testament of what?
Testament of Sister New Devil?
Yeah, that one's banned for a reason. I'm not going to bring up why, but if you look at the actual cover for it, the cover art, you'll see. That's a reason.
Now I gotta Google it.
The way you're laughing.
I was like, that one's in the Keep going.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Which tab? There it is. Y'all are going to love this one. Attack on Titan.
Yeah. Have you ever seen some of the, I think it was like Malaysia, how they were like putting shorts on some of the Titans and stuff like that?
I actually vaguely remember that.
It's very fucking
that.
Funny. They put like boxers on some of the characters. That shit is
I might watch it if it was like that. Yeah. Corpse Party.
Definitely.
Oh God.
That's a fucked up video game too.
Strike the Blood.
Yep. That one's like a vampire one.
Death Note.
What?
Suicide. A lot of heavy themes and stuff like that.
Yeah. That was the first one I watched.
Murder.
You would.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Love this. So emo. Dead Men Wonderland.
Yep.
Date Alive 2. It's Date A.
Yeah, I know. Alive. I know what Date Alive is. I think that's mostly. I think it's very sexual. So, yeah.
Just boobs. Yeah.
Just babies.
Psychopass.
Very violent. Graphic, too. Yeah. Great anime. First season.
Not that I think that's on my list, too.
Yeah. First season only, Jack. Don't watch the second one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Second one's a Psychopass.
I thought I had it on my list. I don't see it here.
Devil Man Lady.
What?
What?
Devil Man. One word. Devil Man. And then Lady.
I thought capitalized. It was like, oh, I don't think I've ever heard that one. I've heard Devil Man Crybaby. That one's definitely should be banned. That one's very.
Oh my god! One of these.
Oh, it is in my watch list.
Oh.
School Days.
Jamie, have you watched School Days?
Let me hold on. I keep hearing people recommend that one.
I will tell everyone right now: if you watch it, like you're going to be surprised about like there's a massive twist. It's very popular. Jack, you played What was that fucking game I told you to play? It was the text-based game.
Doki Doki Literature.
Remember Doki Doki Literature Club?
You played that, right? Oh, yeah. I haven't played it yet.
Oh, think of like, so if you play Doki Doki Literature Club, like School Days kind of has like a twist that's like.
Got that. That okay.
Fucked up. Oh, it's dark.
Okay. Damn, now I'm gonna Google it. Yeah, I want to watch shit. The animation looks awful. No,
it's not great, but like it's, it's fucking brutal. Brad, go on.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were still talking. Those Who Hunt Elves.
Never heard of that?
Yeah. And then Elfin Lied.
Yes, Elfin Lied should be fucking Lied, banned.
Yeah, okay.
The very first part of the anime is a girl. She walks out. She's naked. She like literally has like this like Xavier-type helmet on. And then she proceeds to chop people to pieces with her fucking telepathic powers. Very, very violent. That's the only ones that are banned, huh? Damn.
Well, yeah. So this
Devil May Cry, though. What the fuck, China? Like, what is going on?
This was
on
back
here?
In 15, so I'm sure there's much more to it.
They've expanded it since then. Chibi's caught something. Chibi, explain to me. I want you. We're gonna spoil School Days really quickly.
Chibi, what the fuck?
Chibi, okay. Tell me what you see.
So main event of School Days, right? Okay, so we have Makoto.
Mm-hmm.
The main protagonist, so yep. I'm assuming this is the guy, right?
Yep.
Engages in a romantic relationship with Kotonoha?
Mm-hmm.
Kotonoha Katsura. So let's call her Katsura. So Makoto gets in a romantic relationship with Katsura despite being involved with his classmate, Sakai?
Yep.
Sakai. All right. Jealousy and manipulation escalate the situation, leading to betrayals and emotional breakdowns. All right. Now we start cooking. Makoto, so MC, eventually reconciles with Katsura,
mm-hmm.
while Sakai remains heartbroken and possibly pregnant. Okay, mm-hmm. Keep cooking. Sakai, possibly pregnant one, confronts Makoto, main guy, only to be rejected. Enraged, she brutally murders him.
Stabs him to death.
Hey, it's Shiro
with chopsticks.
Bromance.
So it's Shiro.
I'm pretty sure I know why, because they wanted to throw that loop in. When School Days was recommended. Yeah.
Hold on, there's more.
Good.
Okay. Sorry, I just kept reading. Kotonoha, the other girl, discovers Makoto's corpse and, overwhelmed by grief and rage, confronts and kills Sakai. The final scene shows. Or Katsura, or Kono, or Kotonoha, alone on the school rooftop, cradling Makoto's head and singing a lullaby.
Yeah. Stab him death and chop. So when he got stabbed, right, they show the scene, he gets stabbed in the stomach, and then she proceeds to, like, stab him multiple times and then decapitates him.
Holy shit.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like, I think it was, like, one of the biggest twists because no one really saw it coming. I mean, the dude was a shitbag, but, like, dude, you know. Moral of the story is don't cheat. Don't get caught cheating, you know.
Or you're going to get decapitated.
Hello?
Or you may piss off some psychotic chick, you know. I'm just pointing that out there.
Also looks like Black Butler. And what was the other one?
Why would Black Butler be banned? That's not even...
They're haters, bro.
I think that one's more like...
What did it say? The hate butlers. I feel it. I dig it. I got you.
Graphic content. The queen. Anyways, there was another one on this list. Anyways, Aesthetica of the Rogue Hero.
Yes, Aesthetica of the Rogue Hero is, I think, more like it's violent and sexual. So, yeah.
Nice. And then High School DxD.
Of course that would be banned, bro. Of course that would be banned. Goddamn. All right. So,
sorry, I'm still.
We got Chibi hooked on School Days.
I will never watch it. Holy shit, what a twist!
There's a bunch like that. So we're done with Dead Man Wonderland. We talked about some Borderlands stuff, animes that were banned. We talked about Adult Swim.
Do the voice.
Do the voice. So the sign out is Meatwad.
I'm not saying
that. Please. Sign out is Meatwad.
I'm begging.
I don't know if I can do that.
I have no voice tomorrow.
I have no voice right now. Okay, so next anime is going to be Konosuba. Right? There's two seasons in a movie. You can just watch, the first season. I've watched the whole thing like multiple times. The next Pixelated Thoughts episode. You know what, Brad? How about you decide? I want a Brad episode. I haven't had a Brad episode in a long time. This time I've given you time, right? Do you have enough time now? You have like a week or so, right?
Do what?
We will eventually have our sorry we're late one out.
That's
don't fine. Worry. Don't worry.
We are doing...
I'm definitely more free moving forward.
By the time this episode comes out, we're finished with the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth giveaway. So, you know, we have like a...
Shout out congratulations to... You're welcome. Just input the names there.
And so
that's
the number by the way. Pixelated Thought, I'm Meatwad. I'll talk to you next time.
That's great.